This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, just some of the events our colleagues are checking out this weekend. If you happen to be out on the east end of Long Island on this holiday weekend, WNYC Morning Edition host Sotirios Johnson recommends the Krasner Pollock House in East Hampton for a little bit of art history.
What's really cool about it is that you get to go into the barn where Jackson Pollock painted, and you see all the splattered paint on the floor in his studio, and the paint cans and the paintbrushes that he used. So that's really amazing. And the tour guides are really great. They really bring the house and the barn and the land to life. Where this is the place where he lived with his wife, who is also an artist, the artist Lee Krasner.
The Krasner Pollock House was designated a national landmark back in 1994. Greta Cohn is an associate producer on Soundcheck, and she likes to check out the warm-up parties at PS1 in Long Island City. Where else can you dance around artwork? This weekend's DJs are the Martinez Brothers.
And they are two relatively young DJs from the Bronx. They make EDM, or electronic dance music, but it's much more than that. It brings in a lot of like soul and disco influences, as well as kind of techno and house. And they are in fact brothers. And when you watch them DJing, they're like very much in each other's space, only in the way that really siblings can be.
And you've been to some of these events before at PS1, and you've had a great time.
Yeah, I have. It's a blast. Tons of people. You probably run into friends there, and if not, maybe make some new friends.
Speaking of making new friends, that's what Jody Avergan, a producer on The Brian Lehrer Show, might do this weekend. He's going to see the new Pixar 3D animated summer blockbuster, Monsters University. Typically, he likes to go to sleepy theaters and sit alone when he watches movies, but he doesn't recommend that for this one.
Go to the busiest movie theater you can find in the middle of the afternoon, like 4 p.m., when you know there's going to be like tons of kids there. Sit right in the middle of as many kids as you can, and then just revel in it. You know, if someone starts yelling at the screen, it's fine. If someone starts crying, it's fine. If someone pulls out their phone and starts texting, it's okay. I think that's how these summer blockbusters are meant to be watched. And if you embrace it, you're going to have a really great time.
Visit WNYC.org for more information on our staff picks. You can also comment and suggest your own weekend activity. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.